Welcome to Good Deeds. I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and with me is Amber Valente. She is the Events and Marketing Manager for CASA, which stands for Community Action Stops Abuse, serving Pinellas and Marion Counties. Welcome, Amber.
Thank you, Annette. I'm excited to be here.
Tell us a little bit about CASA, and then we're going to launch right into how you, our listeners, can be involved in upcoming fun events and support their mission.
Absolutely. So CASA is Pinellas County's Certified Domestic Violence Center. We have been here in Pinellas County for nearly 50 years. Our services are really amazing and innovative. We're super dedicated to growth and always introducing new services, reducing barriers for survivors. So one of those great services is our Family Justice Center. It is the only one of its kind in the state of Florida, but it's actually a nationwide best practice model for domestic violence services. So a survivor can go in, get all of the services they need in one place, whether that's speaking to an advocate, law enforcement, getting medical care, there's child care on site, really whatever they need. So it helps reduce barriers, leads to more successful prosecutions, and it really is a great service to have in our community.
And making such a big difference. So one of my favorite events that you do is your scavenger hunt, and this is in its third year. So tell people everything they need to know about this event, which kicks off at 12 p.m. at Welcome the Farm on Saturday, October 25th, with an after party at Goodnight John Boy.
Yes, the scavenger hunt is the most fun event. I really love it. It's in its third year, and the past 2 years, our participation and fundraising have doubled, so we're expecting a huge event, but this one's really fun because it gets the community involved. There's a lot of local businesses who are stops, local organizations, so teams get together, teams of 2 to 10 players. They fundraise throughout the month of October, which is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, leading up to the event, and then on event day, they'll go complete different challenges. Some are riddles where you'll have to find a mural, or a photo or video challenge where you can pop into somewhere like Spitfire Comedy and do a stand-up joke, and you'll have to record that and submit it. So there is a lot of team building involved. There's also an educational aspect. We'll have advocates scattered at stops so players can learn more about CASA, more about domestic violence, and then call on their networks to raise money for some of our critical programs. So it really is the best of all worlds.
What I think is wonderful is last year the scavenger hunt raised $100,000 to support survivors and shed a light on the hidden crisis. And I like that you integrate art into this. So this year's artist is Christy Lopez, and previously Chad Mize and Jujimo. And they have event t-shirts are made by this artist, right?
Yes, so these local artists, we do an exclusive collaboration with them. They create something really special and unique to CASA. So every year, every player gets a t-shirt. They're, you know, one of a kind. You can only get one by playing in the hunt. The designs are really, really cool because we love to partner with local artists. This really is a community event, and we try to get everyone involved that we can. There's going to be canvas tote bags as well for purchase.
Well, and I know that another community partnership that really is just terrific is CASA and Kawa Coffee and October Partnership. Tell us about this, Amber.
This one is really exciting. Kawa Coffee is an amazing friend of CASA, and they're participating in the scavenger hunt. So to raise money for their team, every donation made to Kawa Coffee in October will enter you into a raffle to win free coffee for a year from Kawa. So every single day you can get a coffee, a latte, whatever you want. You just have to make a donation, and every donation is an entry, so you can enter more than once.
And CASA is a nonprofit organization, so this really makes a difference. You have a lot of events coming up, and let's just kind of give a highlight to those. October 25th, folks, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so the scavenger hunt is going on there. And then in November and December, you have a couple things going on. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So we do our Hope for the Holidays drive, where we get toys and gifts for the survivors staying in our shelter and our other housing locations. We also accept gift cards. This really empowers survivors to shop for their family and get exactly what they would want. And then at the end of the year, we're going to be raising money for our kennel. CASA's emergency shelter is one of the 17% of domestic violence domestic violence shelters in the nation that have a kennel, so survivors don't have to choose between their safety and leaving their pet behind. But we do need to refurbish the kennel a bit, so we're raising money for that to keep pets and survivors together. And that'll be our big end of the year push.
So, folks, if you think there isn't a need, let me share some statistics that Amber gave me. 2024-2025, there were 6,360 shelter services provided, 543 survivors housed in the shelter, 281 adults, 250 youth. That's 752 bed nights. And you're more than just a shelter. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. The shelter is crucial and it is life-saving, but CASA really wants to intervene before that need is there. So we have a lot of wraparound services. We do a lot of advocacy and community education, but we also have a lot of amazing partners who can help. Maybe, you know, if a survivor doesn't necessarily need to be rehoused, but they need legal advice or help filing an injunction for protection or restraining order, we have programs that can help with that. We have a lot of youth programs. Our peacemakers go to Pinellas County schools to teach about healthy relationships. We have mental health support. Basically anything a survivor may need during any point of their process, CASA offers or our on-site partners offer.
I enjoy going to the CASA thrift shop.
Thrift shop's amazing.
Absolutely amazing, folks. So you can, you know, there's many ways you can volunteer. And let's just go over that right now so that people know that it's, you know, just there's dozens of ways you can volunteer.
Absolutely. The first step to becoming a volunteer is signing up for a volunteer open house. You can do that through our website. That's a really good way to do it. Again, shopping at the thrift store, like Nanette said, is an amazing way to raise money for CASA. All of those proceeds fund our mission. We have an Amazon wish list online. If you'd like to get involved that way, you can shop there and send that directly to CASA for any shelter needs, pet needs. That is all there. And then we are hiring. If you want to look at the career section of our website, there's so many ways to get involved.
Well, you know, CASA is all about standing up to silence. And one of the testimonials or the quotes from a domestic violence survivor was, CASA led me to believe that I can and will have a brighter future. They restored my hope. So, folks, if you want to help those in need and CASA, Amber, tell us where you can find you online and also contact you.
Absolutely. CASAPinellas.org is our website. There's a chat feature if making a phone call isn't safe. Our hotline, though, is 24 hours, and that is 727-895-4912. Our Family Justice Center is located in downtown St. Pete at 1011 First Avenue North. They accept walk-ins and appointments, and that is where our on-site services are.
So that's CASAPinellas.org. And folks, I also want you to put on your calendar for March 28th, 2026, the Masquerade Spring Gala that's going to be a fundraiser for CASA at the Museum of the American Arts and Crafts Movement. Amber, words of hope for those listening who may be struggling with these issues?
Absolutely. You are not alone. You have nothing to be ashamed of. CASA is here to help. All of CASA services are always free and always confidential. So call our hotline, visit our website, and we can help you.
For Good Deeds, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Amber, thank you so much for being here on behalf of CASA.
Thank you so much for having me, Nanette.